was nice when the old ferry boats were there. It's a shame that they weren't preserved, because that was really a testament to the historic nature of the community, because they had the ferry boat, the Issaquah, and the Charles Dam, and the San Rafael. I think one of the pictures in my slideshows of the San Rafael, but you know, it was like an old beached whale that was pulled up on the shore. Its hull was rotting, and the deck started, you know, kind of collapse by gravity and dry rot. But you know, it was like, it was a beautiful thing. You know, it was just like a real piece of architecture that was sagging and in disrepair, but nevertheless, it was just.
It was used until the last possible. Last party could be held on,
but,
you know, before they had to remove
some it. For the county officials, I'm sure they looked at it as an eyesore, but to me it was just a thing of beauty. I mean, it was couldn't float anymore and was dead in some ways, and yet it had such beautiful lines. And even as it grew older, you know, like a beautiful woman, I mean, she may get lines in her face, but she's still beautiful and graceful, and it just, it's part of the aging part, and it just sort of I was sorry when those structures were demolished, that they couldn't be saved. I think that would have been a real point of visual interest, not only for the people living there, but you know, the public would come down and walk around and see the place. But they're like the temples of the waterfront, you know. There were where people would meet, and music that would be played, and it was like a public gathering place, because otherwise most of the boats were very small. There wasn't any large place where you could meet. I mean, there's, which were controlled by the elements who opposed the development, so I think if the people had been able to get in there sooner, they could have supported them with pilings and you know, saved them. But it's unfortunate that they just fell more and more in disrepair and eventually got demolished, and I think that was probably the saddest thing that happened down there. But, you know, most of our friends have moved on or died or moved to land or, you know. We got into bird watching when we lived in on the houseboat, just because we would see, you know, egrets and herons and things, and
black crowned night herons.
So a lot of when
and
we
ducks and things.
We started going to Mexico early when I moved down the houseboats, and a lot of that was we went to areas where the bird watching was really good. Yeah, we would go down like San Blas, kind of it's in between Mazatlan and Puerto Vallarta, and there's kind of estuary and rivers and just great wildlife and birds down there. And that started us, and we spent a lot of time going to the coastal areas, but then we started kind of going inland to the colonial areas and Pátzcuaro and Morelia and Oaxaca and San Miguel de Allende. So I like the colonial areas better, just because my skin doesn't do well in the sun, but Valerie's a sun worshiper.
We do a little of both. He wears hats.
So there's a number of pictures in there from Mexico. I mean, this was from some of our earlier trips, but we have some stuff in there from Chichen Itza and seeing the kind of the
and Palenque.
Mayan temples and Palenque and some stuff from Oaxaca and some markets in Merida. It's very colorful. It seems like while we're there, we started buying things. I mean, we liked it down there so much, we started buying a lot of Mexican things and decorating our house with art and ceramic stuff that we would purchase down there, because it kind of reminded us of where we like to be and travel. And I'm sure at some point when we can hopefully retire, we'll spend a good part of the year down there. You know, if we're in a house for a long enough time so friends can come visit us. But I like Mexico.
I was there the day after the big earthquake, the Mexican earthquake in 1985. I've never been in a war, number one. I never had experienced, like, you know, the Blitz in London or the Second World War, or all those tragic things that have happened. Mexico City, I mean, it's a huge capital. And to see the high rises either leaning to one side or sandwiched, like, you know, 10, 20 stories into five or of 2.5 stories, it was really incredible. So we arrived the next day, early evening, late evening after it happened. We went with a group from San Francisco, a relief group. We got the group together and they chartered a huge airplane, like a 747. And it was only like 40 or 50 of us. And the whole plane was loaded with, you know, supplies, like blankets, medical supplies. And most of the team was a medical team. And I was there because one of my friends was a nurse. And she said, we need to have you because most of the people here don't speak Spanish that are going on the trip. So that was very scary, because also we landed and there were no flights. So the airport had, they knew that we were coming. So we were the first plane to land after the big earthquake. And so they had like different like power lights, you know. We landed and it was very weird. It was like, you know, all the guard, all the military people were there, like, you know, to take us into the building. I mean, we had to go through customs. Well, not immigration, I guess you would say, not customs. But it was very weird. It was really, like, surreal, very surreal, surreal. You know, it's like, I mean, I never would have imagined something like that. And just being there, you know, the whole city, I mean, was black. There was hardly any electricity, there was no water, there was no running water in a lot of the neighborhoods. A lot of people were afraid that there might be some contamination, that's why they stopped it. People were having nervous breakdowns. A lot of people have traveled to come into the city because they wanted to find out what happened to their relatives or friends, you know, loved ones. After 2 weeks, that's how long I stayed. The stench, the smell of decaying bodies. I mean, really, it's horrible. It's something that you know, we've read or we've heard or we've seen in movies or something. And it was really horrible. Some of it was, you know, very sad, and some of it was also very beautiful because people were there to help. They came from all over the world to help, you know, teams, the whole world. Not just the United States or Europe, it was the Middle East, it was Asia. And everybody was trying to support everybody else. Some people opened their homes, like for us, to shower, because I went out without showering for a week, which is a long for me, you know. So it was incredible because there was no water. People just, you know, they knew that you were with a team or something, and they did that. The restaurants would also open. I mean, the hotels, most of the hotels, everybody that could was opening their doors for free. Other ones were charging like a minimal amount, obviously, because a lot of buildings have gone down. So, I mean, it's something that is, I hadn't thought about it until I went to see the slides, and I realized that I had been there, and I just, you know, it was incredible.